Module 11, Digital Etiquette, Part 2. There is more to etiquette than being polite in conversation. It requires continuing education and the ability to evaluate what is posted online. It is equally important to understand why people behave the way that they do, and that everything posted online does not automatically become public domain. Finalizing your education in etiquette will give you the tools to be an effective digital citizen. Educate yourself. Technology is ever-changing and evolving. You are likely to see something new every day that you will not recognize. There is no reason to be embarrassed by your lack of knowledge. Simply ask about new technology or look it up online. There are numerous ways to look up technology. You can read technology journals, go to company websites, read books, and look at product reviews online. This type of education needs to occur on a regular basis. In order to be part of the digital community, you must be familiar with the tools necessary to access it. Information processing. It is necessary to exercise critical thinking when you go online. You will read false, misleading, or partially true information. In fact, a large percentage of information is not true. Unfortunately, people are quick to believe what they read online. Even journalists and news broadcasters have shared false information because they did not think critically and question what they saw. The key to information processing is to consider the source. Ask the following questions to determine if the source is reliable. Is the information biased? Can you verify the information? Is the source reputable, for example, the Mayo Clinic? Is there a copyright? What is the purpose of the information? Even if you use reliable sources, they are only effective if you read the complete posts. Many people only read the title before they comment. This is obvious in the comments, and it highlights the fact that they are not willing to read a few hundred words to be informed before making judgment calls. Internet boldness. The internet makes people bold because it offers some anonymity. It is possible to interact with strangers, and they would not recognize us if we met in the real world. Many experts believe that this type of anonymity is what empowers internet trolls. People often behave differently online than they do in person. They say things that they normally would not say and become bolder than normal. This boldness can cause problems when it remains unchecked. For some people, however, internet boldness can be helpful. For example, shy people can often communicate better online than in person. Digital citizens need to keep a close watch over their boldness. There is a line between confidence and behaving like a troll. Permission to share. Many people are under the impression that you can use anything on the internet for any purpose. The truth is that much of the information and media online is copyrighted, which means that you need permission to share. Even if you do not see a copyright, asking someone permission to share pictures, videos, and information is digital etiquette. It is better to be told no up front than to be faced with a cease and desist letter later. Always ask before you post, even if you are posting pictures of friends and family. Remember that some people are more comfortable with their pictures and information being shared than others. Case study. Will found a fascinating medical article and shared the information on his blog. He was thrilled when his comments tripled their usual number. Many people thanked him for the information. A doctor, however, pointed out that the study was biased and medical professionals did not perform it. Will looked up the study online and discovered that most members of the medical community dismissed the findings. Will considered removing the post, but he did not want to discard his most popular entry.